Thank you. Hi, I'm Rebecca. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rebecca.
And surprisingly to myself, I've been in OA for 35 years. And I've been abstinent somewhere between 20 and 25 years. The reason I say I'm not sure because, you know, I started very gradually after about 15 years or so, adding a little here or there, not much, not that I was really noticing that much, till all of a sudden, you know, I'd really gained. And then I was like, okay, I'm in relapse. So I was in relapse for quite a while. And but even in relapse, the thing that was so great for me is that the obsession, once I got abstinent in 1981, was that the obsession left and it's never come back. And I've never been, even when I was in relapse, I was, you know, overeating, and yeah, sometimes a binge or so, but I never thought about food. And, you know, right now I'm on disability and I'm at home most of the time, and I never think about it. I just never, till, you know, mealtime. So that's just been such a great blessing for me. As far as, like, the steps go, my history with those, well, I've worked them many times. I found the sixth and seventh steps to be the hardest steps. And frankly, I got a little confused when I started making notes for tonight, because I was used to the promises being just that, like, paragraph or so, and I wasn't used to calling them by numbers, you know, and I was really, so bear with me. Okay, so step six, it says, like step six, I cannot, God can, and I'll let her. I call my higher power her. That's me. This says to me, trying to control is letting go of my defects. I can't do it. You know, it is not up to me. It is just like my abstinence and my other addictions. God has to do it for me. And my life is so much better when I really let go and let my higher power, you know, take care of things. And like in this step, it would be, you know, letting go of my defects. A promise that we cannot fail. I have to accept that I cannot let go of these defects. I have, and the more that I can accept that, you know, I can't let go of this stuff, and it could be defects, it can be food, it could be, you know, life problems. There's plenty of those. Then my life just becomes better. It just does, you know. A promise that we will become wiser, saner, and more effective. Well, that's been very true for me in my life. And the more I rely on my higher power, I know this is just, for me, everything's about the higher power and the steps. That's just the way I was brought up and programmed. The more I rely on my higher power, the more I can't fail. And if I do fail, I don't see it as failure. I learn something from it, you know. One thing I've been reading the AA Big Book again, And there's this one section, I just love it, and it's about the Wright brothers, and everybody told them you can't build a plane, and you're crazy, and da-da-da, you know, and they kept on trying, and it said something in there, like, until they really let God, or I don't know if it was God, say God, is it? But I think it was God. Until they really just let go that God would help them do it, they couldn't do it. And once they let go, it happened. You know, I don't think I'll ever do anything that exciting, but for me, in order to do anything, like right now I'm job hunting for a part-time job, I just can't do it until I turn it over to my higher power and talk to her about it every day. And for me, just that working volunteering made me feel useful. And that's when I feel saner, wiser, and more effective. You know, if I'm not doing much of anything, then I don't feel that way. And the promise that we will find that we can cope with good times and bad and grow spiritually. All my good, and for me, this goes back to, and I know it's in the steps or something, but all of my good and bad experiences have helped me to help others when they have similar problems with food or with life situations. I'm always amazed how, like, all this stuff I've gone through in the last few years with problems with work and money and just, you know, I thought I'd die. I sometimes wished I would, you know, all that. And since I've come kind of across the other side, I'm finding that I'm running into people that have those kind of problems, and I'm able to talk to them about it, and it feels so good, you know. Not tell them what to do, but just say, yeah, I went through that too, you know. Okay. Step seven, a promise that higher power will grant us greater and greater humility. For me, to think that I can get rid of my character defects alone shows pride. That I'm saying, oh, I can do it, you know. I don't need anybody else. I don't need my higher power. That's, you know, that's going to keep me stuck, I think, in my defects. So what I've learned to do more and more is to ask for help from other people, from my sponsor, from my friends, from other people in the program that I didn't even know, and of course from my higher power, which on a daily basis I do in the 11th step. And we talk like, okay, here's what's going on today. She always goes, so what's going on today? Okay, well, this is what's going on, you know, and then I say, what should I do? And, you know, that's just like, it's just so neat. It's so being open, I feel, you know, and I was not always this way, believe me. And I'm not always this way every day. Okay, a promise that God will do the rest, remove our shortcomings. Okay, so I have that my higher power will finish the job, but I must start it. Okay, and it's taking that first action. That's always the thing that gets me going. You know, whatever I'm dealing with, whatever problem, whatever food, whatever. And I like that you've probably all heard that one about the guy, it's a hurricane, and, you know, he won't ask for help, and so somebody comes by in a boat, and he goes, "No, God's going to take care of me." And somebody comes in a helicopter, and he goes, "No, God's going to take care of me." Somebody comes in a plane, and he goes, "No, God's going to take care of me." And then he dies and goes to heaven, and then, or heaven, I don't know. I'm not making any judgments. And he gets up there, and he says to God, "Why didn't you take care of me?" And God says, "Well, I sent a boat, a helicopter, and a plane. You know, what else did you want me to do?" So, you know, and I can be very much that way at times, you know, not wanting to ask for help. And then the last one is a promise that God does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Okay. For me, as I said, right now I'm dealing with job searching, and I've been having a lot of trouble getting motivated, you know. And but when I don't start, nothing's going to happen, you know. So I do have a lot of trouble with procrastination and perfectionism, on the other hand, which some people say go together. So I'm not going to get a job, and, you know, if I sit in my apartment, nobody's going to knock on my door and say, "Rebecca, we heard you're good. We want to give you a job," you know. If I sit in my apartment and, you know, whine about, you know, "Oh, I want a date," you know, Harrison Ford is not going to come to my apartment. So anyway, you know, I have to put myself out there. And what was the other thing I wanted to say? Just the last thing. I love these little slogans and these little things. So I pray to God, but continue to row to shore. I love that. That's in the For Today book. You know, I've gotten more out of the For Today book than almost anything, because it just has these little sentences, and I remember them. You know, all the time, I remember them, and then then when I'm having a bad day or something's going wrong, it comes to my mind. And that's why I think we have the slogans. They're so great, you know, because some days you can't remember, like, a paragraph, you know, but you can remember, like, help, or, you know. So anyway, I'm very glad to speak. I haven't done this in a long time, and I thank you all for listening. I'm not going to touch it because I don't want to break it.